Oh, absolutely. I'm so delighted that Mark is will be on the flight to Doha in the morning. And knowing Mark, I suppose, maybe quite well, more than a lot of people, I know that's only going to be, watch this space, I think it's only going to motivate him. And he's going to prove a point that he's got in the championship. So it's been a very, very difficult time for him. And I have to say now, I think he's conducted himself with, you know, really good decorum, and has managed himself very well through the process. And he was in Letterkenny on Tuesday night training on his own, and after the track was quieting down, and I was going to beat myself an hour, and I thought, no, it's not an easy place to be, and fair play to me, stuck at it, and the news came out the right way, and I'm absolutely thrilled for him.
So just, I know yesterday we had Patsy McGonigal on explaining the process to us about, he just missed out in 0.4 of a second to get the qualifying time. And suppose, you know, there's over 209 countries affiliated to the actual competition. I think it was 7 athletes decided to take up the 800 metre position that they were allowed to take up, and then one of them just didn't travel, which was good from Mark's point of view. Was that how it...
It really was an unprecedented, well, it was quite unprecedented to begin with, and first of all, and then as you say, that within the scope of the rules, there seemed to be even more things coming together that didn't normally come. But, and it is, I suppose, for all of us, it's the new, you know, the new move to ranking systems and all of that, it is, you know, it's quite challenging even to understand it and to get a handle on it and that type of thing. And I suppose it's from the IAAF perspective, it's a work in progress. So I think we'll all be a lot more educated this time around, and especially with Olympic year next year, we'll have a better handle on everything.
Obviously, Mark, he's a 3-time European medalist, and he comes on to the team with huge experience as well, no doubt, Teresa.
Yes, and you know, he's been to World Championships as well too before, and I suppose there's one thing we all know with Mark English, he's, you know, he's a competitor and he likes to compete. And he can often produce the performance at the right time. So, you know, and I do believe, I think he will, as I say, he's conducted himself really well into the whole episode going into it. And I think, you know, he'll switch on the championship board now next week and be ready to roll. And hopefully he'll progress through the heat and through the rounds and see what will happen.
And that, I suppose that's a question I was going to ask you. Is there an opportunity for Mark to get to the final, do you think?
I think it's very much funny, and even for somebody, I suppose, that has maybe studied 800 metres quite a lot myself in the past, and I think, you know, the first rounds are the first challenge, and you very much take it step by step. So, and certainly, I suppose, the thing about semi-finals and an 800 metres, good people go out in semi-finals, so they can be quite tough. So I think really, you know, I'm sure Mark will take each round, each step, one step at a time, and get through the round first and focus on that, and take it step by step.
Talk us through Doha. The conditions, I suppose, is going to be very, very warm. It's time-wise, is going to be a little bit awkward for the athletes as well. Maybe you might enlighten us a wee bit more about that, Teresa.
Yeah, certainly. And I think, too, well, I suppose a couple of things around that. Number one, it's very late in the season, which is it's the first challenge. You know, even for me, I feel, my goodness, I can't believe I'm going to World Champs in the end of September. I'm usually thinking about cross-country at this time of year. You know, so even the extended calendar has been quite a challenge for athletes, or has certainly they've had to prepare that way. I think for the non-stadium events too is a separate challenge, but for the stadium events, again, you know, I'll know a lot more this time or later on tomorrow evening when I'm there, but the stadium is air conditioned, so that'll be interesting to sort of see how that'll all pan out. There's a warm-up area that going to be available inside so that it can warm up at like an indoor stadium, come through, and then there's a process in which they go through a collar and onto the stadium, and that's a process. So that'll all be very new and very interesting to sort of see it unfold in the first few days and see how it goes from the recce point of view. Then for the non-stadium events, particularly the endurance events, for the marathon and for the 20k walk and the 50k walk, very much they've accommodated to be at, you know, 11:30 for the and 12 o'clock midnight, which again is a very, from your body clock, has been a big adjustment. But again, we're very fortunate, particularly within the marathoner Stephen Scullion has been living at altitude and has been training in a lot of those kind of heat conditions, and our own Brendan Boyce and Alex Wright, they're very experienced race walkers and experienced to working and competing in those types of conditions. And again, our you know, like particularly Brendan, with obviously having Rob Heffernan as a coach, it's an amazing resource to him as well. And I think what was fantastic as well, particularly for the walkers and the likes of Brendan, is that, you know, they had their qualification period and their status done quite early.
Yeah.
So they've had the whole time to prepare, and, you know, they're in Spain at the moment finishing their final preparation. So whilst the conditions are going to be obviously, you know, very strenuous and very tough, they've you know, I'm very confident that they've prepared the very best that they could.
Mm-hmm. And suppose we're touching on Brendan, this year I've spoken to him, I think it was back in May when he got his personal best in Lithuania. Coming into this championship as well, it's a big one for Brendan also.
Yeah, I think so, and I think even in terms of certainly the feedback that we'd be getting from Brendan's camp to the management team, is that things are, you know, obviously progressing really well. Finn has gone well. The camp beforehand is all going very well, and you know, he seems very, certainly even from some of his comments himself, he's very confident and is ready to rock, really.
You have a couple other athletes with you, a lady called Ciara McGeehan. We know her quite well, and well, what a year it has been for her so far. We look back, I think it was back in February, she got the European Indoor Bronze in Glasgow. So she's coming in with a lot of, suppose, a good couple of races behind her, and good form as well for the 1500 metre.
Yeah, I think without a doubt, and even particularly, you know, I suppose really last year even, or maybe at the World Indoors, and Ciara might have been a little bit disappointed, and I remember thinking, well, you know, this might all work out for the very, very best, and she's coming into the new year, and what a year it's been, as you say, so far. It has been fantastic, and she's certainly shown great form, and again, Ciara will come in well prepared, and certainly in terms of she's running, no doubt she'll do exactly the same. It'll be step by step. You know, she'll get the heats out of the way first, and then the semis, and then the final. But certainly, Ciara's, you know, the expectation of Ciara will be there in that final.
Tell us a wee bit more about your role. You're the Ireland team manager. Suppose all preparations. You're heading off tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, we're flying tomorrow. With an actually Marcus going to come and come with, and I'm also have the performance director and the senior physio. Are travelling tomorrow as well, and then the athletes will be coming in and out on a phase basis, you know, due as their own personal choice, in terms they decide when they want to come in and how they want to come in from a camp or from wherever, something like so. So just making sure that everybody is, you know, gets there as best they can, and obviously to meet them and to make sure that they know, and you're helping them acclimatise to their surroundings in terms of whatever they need. In terms then of, and you know, from a technical point of view, there'll be a technical meeting in which I'll go to, and there'll be some input into that. Things like final declarations and making sure that everybody has entered and earned appropriately, and that all, from a technical point of view, that their lane draws and all that is as appropriate. And then supporting athletes and their coaches around that environment in terms of anything they need. And then on the day of competition, the whole, I often talk about a warm-up area and call room, and that whole area is a bit like a war zone. And that can be, you know, quite a bit of a high temperature area at the best of times. And so my role there will be very much managing that and keeping everything moving as it should and making sure everybody is where they should be when they need to be.
And Teresa, I suppose there's a little bit of pressure on you as well, and there's an aspect of trying to keep the athletes relaxed as well, going in, to suppose when they look at this particular competition, it's one eye on Tokyo as well.
Without a doubt, of course it is. It's the next step. It's the logical next step, and you're absolutely right. You know, World Championship is pressure for everybody. You know, while we might have a smaller team, maybe say going to World Championships and say European Championships, but the consequences of everything are greater, and that's pressure for everybody concerned, and everything is just more intense, and as I say, the consequences of something not being done or an issue in it is always up to the involved later. So without a doubt, you know, there is, everybody is, you know, no more than the athletes, I'll be bringing the A game to the table as well too next week and the next week.
And obviously you've been in touch with Mark, and well, he suppose showed a lot of resilience during the week, just to keep the head really and keep focused and still believe. And look, he's on the plane with you, which is fantastic, as we touched on earlier on. But no doubt,
like, I'm just so proud of him for the way that he kept his resilience all week, and it's just great to say that the outcome came as the best possible outcome, as it turns out.